Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, I mentioned we're going to talk a little bit about the fight on Netflix from a different perspective after 4 o'clock before Sue's news. The Chiefs game, that was tough yesterday against the Bills, although they only have one loss, and it really went down to the wire. Our next guest, Cassie Smedley, might have something to say about that. She's got Kansas City roots, former RNC press secretary. A tough one yesterday with the Bills. But, you know, you're going to have some losses, right?
You know, as we were just saying, I was telling Fred this, we needed to get the loss out of the way when it didn't matter. I hate that it was to the Bills, but the pressure to be undefeated was mounting, and I'm glad we got it out of the way. Now we can just keep on winning.
Yeah, the only downside with the Bills is if you lose a couple more and then you have the same record as they would have the tiebreaker for, you know, home field. But look, there's still a lot of football to be played here, and nothing embarrassing about that game yesterday. Let me play, as we start to talk politics here, a little bit from one of our senators, Eric Schmidt, Cassie.
You have to have people you trust to go into these agencies and have a real reform agenda, and that's why I think there's real momentum to get these nominations confirmed to actually deliver what President Trump promised on the campaign trip.
So, Cassie, he's talking obviously about the picks for the cabinet, which some of which have been controversial. I don't know if you've noticed that with Matt Gaetz. And I, you know, talked about some of this before I left for the weekend on Friday. But your thoughts on Matt Gaetz in particular, does anyone think he's going to be confirmed?
Well, first of all, with respect to Eric Schmidt, Missouri has 2 great senators. I still say we. You know, I claim Missouri.
That's
still,
okay. You should.
Even though I don't get to live there anymore. But, gosh, we're lucky. And I do think that, you know, you've heard a lot of senators say it is our constitutional duty to advise and consent. We're going to go through a full process. And so he's probably going to have the most heavily scrutinized nomination process. But here's the other piece of this, and this is something that I think a lot of senators, especially after that leadership race last week and the pressure that they were receiving from constituents and on social media and others, is that the American people are paying attention. We gave government a mandate with our vote, not just Donald Trump, but the entire government. As you saw, a lot of Republicans get elected and seats flipped, and of course, majorities flipped and all the rest of it. That came with a responsibility. And so if somebody is not qualified and you unearth that through the nominations process, that's one thing. But just because you don't like the guy personally, of which I understand is the case for a lot of them with Matt Gaetz, and frankly, you know, somebody worked on Capitol Hill for 10 years, it's all about relationships. And when you have an office or a member of Congress that's really difficult to work with, it just makes everybody, it's a headache for everyone. So if that's part of it, that may or may not be a reason to sink the nomination. There's got to be more to it, and I think they're going to go through that process. But there's a whole host of others that he's nominated, of course, with RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth and, of course, Marco Rubio, that he's building this coalition for America First and returning a sense of, I say duty, but I mean duty to these jobs of people who are in there understanding the assignment that they've been given by the American people and are putting Americans, not just America, but Americans first again, which is something we've haven't had.
I agree completely. Did you see, I was going to run down some of this here, maybe even this hour. Did you see Andy Kessler's piece in the Wall Street Journal about DOGE, about the Department of Government Efficiency? Because I said, you know, last week a couple of times, I really am hopeful that there's an opportunity here to do something really, really lasting. And I've been waiting for it for about 40 years, Cassie, because I voted for Ronald Reagan in 1984. And I've always wanted the size and scope of government to be reduced. And it's really, you know, both parties are complicit in letting this kind of get out of control. But he has a great little breakdown of some of the things that could potentially happen. Now, these are also things that when most people who aren't dialed into the specifics hear, oh, you're going to, you know, get rid of the Department of Education, which might be a pretty high hurdle. There's reason to say things like that because the federal government is so bloated. So what's your thought on the opportunity to actually do something here with reducing the size of government?
Yeah, as you say, it's something that everybody has been talking about for a long time, but I think it's reached a fever pitch among Americans, all of us everyday Americans who are saying, gosh, when we are feeling the pain of this already, of this debt, of this out of control spending. And furthermore, it seems like there's a lot of spending that we're not getting a clear explanation for. And where's that accountability? Can you at least bring that back to us? And again, from working on Capitol Hill, I understand it's easier said than done. There's a lot tied up in mandatory spending, and a lot of legislators were pretty crafty in how they put together legislation to ensure that, Obamacare being a perfect example of something that has mandatory spending components, which make it really hard to undo. And that's very frustrating, yeah, of course. But I will say, I love, unlike, you know, we always think of like the Simpson-Bowles Commission, if, for those who have kind of been following efforts in the past, two things that didn't have. One, it didn't have Elon Musk, who, you know, heads up a social media platform that he can get information out to millions of people in a nanosecond. And I think that's going to be different because we're going to see this stuff in real time. It's not going to be behind closed doors where they're compiling some report and then after 2 or 3 years, we're going to see it. It's going to happen pretty quick. And the other reason I think that's the case is between Elon and Vivek, they are businessmen.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And as we know in the business world, and this is, like I said, I came from Capitol Hill and campaigns, but now I work in Coin, which is a business and a startup, and we don't exist if we don't have customers and do right by those customers. That's where these guys come from as well. And I keep having these visions that Elon's got some AI software that's spitting out government inefficiency.
Oh,
in
wouldn't
like
that be great?
Seconds,
wouldn't that know? Be great? By the way, that's a great reference for Simpson-Bowles. And, you know, I had kind of forgotten about that. And I loved Alan Simpson. Actually talked to him. He came to St. Louis in the aftermath of that and had some great conversations with him. But that was an effort during the Obama administration to really identify some of the things that were wasteful. But to your point, it'd be interesting to go back and do a scorecard on that and see if anything really got done, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. And you hear about the pork report. I forget. I think it was a senator from Nebraska.
Oklahoma. No, it was Oklahoma. Who was it?
Oklahoma.
Tom Coburn, I think it was.
That.
I think
there
it was Coburn.
There we go. Yes,
yeah.
Please. That's exactly right. And the pork report. So this stuff has been out there for years, and that's a great starting point. And I guess this also gets down to the fundamental question of what is the appropriate role of government? And for those of us on the conservative side, we believe, and I think the majority of Americans showed this two Tuesdays ago, that it's gotten out of control. It's way too big. It should be much more limited. It's taking on too big of a role in our lives. But also, why is the government the lead researcher of you know, how fast a rat can walk on a treadmill or whatever it is.
Yes, exactly.
Why is that a rule? So I think there are things like that that hopefully they can pick out and put a spotlight on and at least put the onus on people to justify it.
There's just so much. That's the thing. But even if they could accomplish, you know, a little bit here in the next 2 years, yeah. I think that would be really huge. Then there's immigration. And, you know, this is one of those 80-20 issues. We found even many Hispanic people are outraged by what's happening at the border. So what's the reality of deportations in your mind?
Well, first of all, how great was that announcement from Donald Trump right out the gate that Tom Homan would really be at the helm of this process?
Loved it.
Somebody who, right? I think everybody was jumping up and down on their couch saying, yes, this is going to be different. And what we kind of forget about Tom Homan, he did this under the Obama administration. So he knows the ins and outs of the system. He knows what it's looked like before, what it looked like with Trump, what it is now looking like with Biden. And I've had the chance to talk with him a couple of times through different communication efforts. And he's got the plan ready to go. He sees it clear as day. And I think part of that is going to be reinstituting some of these mandates that Biden did away with on day one. Like, let's just get back to the baseline of a secure border. But, you know, he said there's just some obvious low-hanging fruit. If you are a convicted criminal, you're out. If you have a known gang affiliation and we know where those hotspots are, you're out. And I love that he said, you know, for this roundup of governors who are saying that they're not going to help them, he says, no problem. I don't need your help. I can find it elsewhere. And you're already seeing that with law enforcement and Border Patrol agents. I'm sure their morale is the highest it's been in 4 years because they see that they have a partner at the top now that, of course, has been absent the last 4 years. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I said, I think it was Congressman Gonzalez from Texas who said, you have to go about this in a way that makes sense to the American people. If you start by rounding up, as he said, by rounding up the abuelas, you're not going to bring the American people with you on this issue. That's not what they voted for. They voted for the people who have made their way into this country, jumped the line, crossed illegally, and aren't contributing to our country, and in fact, are making us feel less safe. And I don't know if you watched the opening statement for, I knew I'd bring it up and I forget her name and I hate that. Laken Riley in Georgia.
I did.
The opening statement from her trial. Two things I did. One, I started to watch it and it was too much to bear.
Heartbreaking.
So I turned the channel, but I texted 10 girlfriends and said, start sharing your location with me immediately. That is a sad testament to our country right now that a person doesn't feel comfortable going on a run at 9:20 in the morning on a college campus.
Yeah, now you should put this into context. Because the testimony was, that because of that, she was sharing her location with these friends of hers. And then when she went missing, that's how they found her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you for sharing that. That's exactly right. With her roommates and her mom said, this isn't normal.
Right.
So that's how they were able to find her. And thankful for technology and her ability to call 911 and fight, that's how we now have all this evidence mounting against this horrific man. But again, he came into the country in 2021. Had those policies remained in place from the Trump administration, she might very well still be alive.
It's
that kind of moment that is why you saw the result on November 5th and why so many people, when they said immigration is the top priority, it wasn't because we're insensitive to people who want to come here to our country legally and make a better life for themselves. It is because we no longer feel safe in communities that we took for
Absolutely.
Granted as being safe places.
Absolutely. And that, you know, it's been, I was listening to more testimony today. That is such a hard trial to listen to. They were testifying about mm-hmm. the scratches on, you know, his arms because there's a very strong indication that she mm-hmm. fought like hell. And it, I can't imagine what her mother and what her family's going through right now. But Cassie, thanks for jumping on here on this Monday with me. I appreciate it.
Mark, great to be with you.
All
Have
right.
a great week.
We will talk soon. You know, on the issue of the Department of Government Efficiency, I'm going to run down some ideas. Where are you going to cut? Where should the priorities be? We have some ideas and thoughts. We'll share those next on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free.
all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.